Good morning. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. I work over in the fraud department. May I have your first and your last name, please?
My first name is Joel, J-O-E-L. My last name is Wilkie, W-I-L-K-E-Y.
Okay, thank you. And what's your zip code, please?
My zip code is 85225.
Okay, thank you. Give me just a moment to get our account pulled up.
Okay.
Okay, and verify your shipping address for me, please.
My shipping address is 696 East Megan, M-E-G-A-N, Street, Chandler, Arizona. Hey, sweetie, listen, somebody's mm-hmm. been doing this with my card, and mm-hmm. I am dying to know who. The girl that I was just talking to said that it was in the same city as me. Just give me the address. Tell me who's charging my card, because they're causing me so much trouble. You have no idea.
Okay, so the account is in your name. I don't know who the 208 North Beverly address belongs to. I don't know who that address belongs to, but that's the address, 208 North Beverly.
Okay,
now that's the only thing they have on there. What's your email address?
My email address is jwilkie2@gmail.com.
Okay, so they have that on here as well. Let me see about the phone number, 727. Okay, on this phone number is 602-460-729. Oh, that's your number.
That's my number. I am not. I did not make that charge. Not at all. I've never even heard of you guys.
Okay, so it shows that it just happened today. Someone did a contest interest, and when they did that contest interest, they were signed up for a meal deal, but you said you didn't do any of that, correct?
No, none of that.
Okay, so, and the address doesn't match. Okay, so what we do over in the fraud department is we will take the IP address that is associated on this account. We do turn it over to the local authorities in your city and state so that they can let us know, you know, who's the owner of the device that was used to place that, to do that contest, because they does provide us with the IP address as well on this account. So we turn it over to them. They provide us with the location, time, and place. Well, I'm sorry, the person that's the owner of the IP address, with meaning who's ever the owner of that device, the time and location that order was, you know, process from the start. Once the investigation is over with, they will go ahead and prosecute whomever opened up that account in your name.
Good. I'm so sick of this. You have no idea. This is not the first time. I just got through doing this with 18 other charges that my bank went through. And now this is getting to be a real problem for me.
Right.
I mean, I'm hoping, can you put that money back in my account?
Yes, sir. We're gonna do the investigation. They will prosecute whomever opened up this account in your name. And yes, sir, I will go ahead and process that refund back to you.
Please, because I'm telling you, they're killing me. I don't hardly have any money left in the account anymore. I went to use it tonight to get a cold drink and was denied. And it's like that. I can't wait another. Every time they do this to my bank, I have to wait 45 days on the out for my money to come back. And man, I am broke.
Yes, I understand that. So I do apologize for any inconvenience, but I did just void the payment back to $39.85. So once it stops paying, you're welcome. Once it stops paying in that banking account, that charge would just reflect back into there, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, sir, you're welcome. And thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.